Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Crystal Bautista. She's the author of The Pivotal Moment. She's a professor as well as an HR specialist. Crystal, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's just first talk about HR. As I mentioned to you, you had this awesome line that I want all of our listeners to know because we are primarily business owners, executives, speaker, author, coaches. We all need to hire great people. But what was that line you just shared with us prior to the podcast starting?
Sure. So that line was hire for the soul and train for the role.
Please elaborate on that. Such a good line.
I love that line. So it's for me, it's one of those aha moments that happened very earlier on in my career. I was really junior, starting out in HR. And I had asked the question to my mentor at the time. I said, you know, how do you know that you found the right person, right? Like in a sea of resumes, how do you know? And they said, well, Chris, let me tell you something. This is the trick. Hire for the soul and train for the role. And then he had said, if you find the right person, you can teach them anything. But if you hire the wrong person, it's hard to change that. You don't want that. You want the right person on your team. You can train them to be anything. And yeah, it stuck with me.
Yeah, no, and it's such a powerful statement because my uncle named Grant, he had such a profound impact on me, but he came here as an immigrant from Hong Kong. This is decades ago. He got into a community college first in San Francisco. Then he ended up transferring to Berkeley. And then he worked for an engineering company. And his boss at the time hired him. And 3 months in, my Uncle Graham was like, there's not much work. So he literally asked his boss, like, why did you hire me? There's not much work. And he said, when you find the right person, you hire them first and the work will come. And kind of the same theme as what you're saying is that the people that are very shrewd like you are and understand this, it really is that feel you have. And in his case or in your case, I wanted our listeners to really understand that because me as a business owner, it's a constant reminder because there's been so many instances in my life, especially earlier on, and even now sometimes their pedigree, their credentials, their skill might sound so impressive, but if that feel or that soul isn't there, that's where it's something that's so important. So thank you for really sharing that perspective as an HR specialist. Now you're also a professor and you wrote this book. So talk to us first about your what do you teach, and then we'll finish off with your book.
Sure. So the course that I teach is at York University. It's a first year business course about the internationalization of business in Canada. And it's about 125 students. And you mentioned the word diverse, and it's it's fascinating. I love teaching that course. I as much as it is a business class, I incorporate a lot of HR-related practices and a lot of it's just like the HR lens to it, and how to bring that human side into the business sphere, what does that mean? So yeah, and then the book, yeah. So that launched earlier. Sorry, I didn't mean
to bring the human side. What does that mean?
Well, I think for me, I always look at things like, how would I like to be treated? And so I always, you know, we understand that on the business side, you have a certain outcome. There's a certain strategy. There's a certain vision you're trying to follow. But then at the same time, on the human side, that interaction side, what is it that you have to do in order to motivate people to see that same vision, but also to essentially follow you or to agree with you, right? So there's a lot of different, it's one thing to tell somebody what the vision is, and it's another thing to help get them to see that and to agree and to understand what that means. So there's a lot of strategy in there, but I think just making everybody feel like they matter, trying to understand people at a personal level, I think that always makes a huge difference. And for me, it's what has made me successful so far, is helping other people and trying to see how I can help them become successful too.
That's amazing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It just sounds like you really want to help people connect with themselves better, to have
for
a sense
sure.
of clarity and vision and warmth in themselves. Because again, we're all human beings with feelings. You have the business, you have the class, you can be a student, but when it's all said and done, do you feed your own soul? And that's right. What it sounds like you're doing, whether in HR or in your professorship. And then now it really segues nicely into your book called The Pivotal Moment. So let's talk about that. I mean, we hear the word pivot all the time, especially in the startup world, but what does that mean for you when you say the pivotal moment?
Well, when I think about the pivotal moment, and I've been asked about the title, like why the pivotal moment? And I think I wrote the book mainly because I met one person who just truly inspired me. And the story is generally about a man who basically gave everything up. And I don't want to give too much away, but there was a moment in his life that turned everything around. And throughout the book, I kind of weave it into considering those moments in our own lives, of those moments that call out to you, that teach you or tell you something about yourself. So in the end, I ended up calling it the pivotal moment because there will always be a point where we're called to the greater version of ourselves. And what do we do when we come face to face with that?
Yeah, it's so interesting, Crystal, because as you're talking, you talk about pivotal moments. You talked about your mentor early on in your HR career that had this pivotal moment. And then you're a professor now, and you can be that pivotal moment for your students. And then as an HR specialist, you are, again, the pivotal moment for so many different careers. So it's just fascinating how, as you're sharing with me your story and your book, I'm looking at how it aligns and connects with your entire life, because you talked about this whole, the magic of unintended consequences, because you have the ones that are like super type A, where it's like, I have to plan everything out, but they've missed out on a lot of opportunities. And you have those that plan nothing, and then they don't really know what opportunity is sometimes. Whereas you have this framework of these pivotal moments. So I'm fascinated when you say the magic of unintended consequences. Can you share a moment experience that you have had where really it was unintended and it was magical? And it could even be about the book, right? So can you share with us an example of that?
Sure. I mean, unintended consequence. I mean, that a big one for me was the book. So HR by trade, you know, it has a naturally introvert. And I think, you know, I mentioned that because in so many ways, you know, writing this book, it came as a shock to many simply because you just like, I guess, you know, you don't really expect someone to do that. Right. And, I think the unintended consequence of saying yes to a story that came across, you know, I saw it online and it spoke to me, spoke deeply to me. I thought there was something really beautiful about the sacrifice that the main, you know, the book, who it's about, his name is David. And I just thought there was something really powerful and really beautiful about the sacrifice that he's making as a result of just committing to telling his story. Different opportunities have opened up for me. But, you know, initially, would I say it was easy? Would I say it was the easiest path to follow? No, it was challenging. I learned a lot along the way, and I also became transformed along the way. But I would say, you know, as an unintended consequence, just saying yes to that initial challenge to say, am I willing to do whatever is needed to tell this story? And the moment I said yes, that's when things started to change.
That's amazing. And what do you feel you hope that your readers get from reading your book? What's a feeling that you want them to have?
Sure. I think the biggest thing, if I could say, what I would hope my readers walk away with after reading the book is the sense of knowing that any of us at any given moment can decide to turn things around, change your life, but you can also make a difference, big or small, in your own homes, in your communities, at work. In any little thing that we might think may be small or insignificant can be really big to somebody else. So never to diminish that, that impact that we can make for one another.
That's a great lesson to share, Crystal. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests buy your book, listen to you, and connect with you?
Absolutely. No, I'm so glad we had a chance. Thank you so much for bringing me in today. On my website, crystalbatista.com, I'm more than welcome to interact, reach out. The links for my book is there. The trailer is all there and everything is online.
Great. Crystal, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.